The COVID-19 crisis has affected the education sector, moving teaching online. This poses a major challenge for vision-impaired students during the lockdown. Without face-to-face services, most students with a vision problem struggle to learn. But it's not all bad news. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
Vision Australia is stepping up to help vision-impaired students cope with the challenges of remote learning during the COVID-19 pandemic. General Manager of Client Services from Vision Australia, Karen Knight, says vision-impaired students need extra help during this time.
Students who are blind or have low vision during this lockdown, like many other students, they're doing their studies online. And that can be a real challenge at any time. But for school students particularly, they haven't really had to do so much online before. And it's come on quite quickly. They may not have been introduced to the platforms that have been used very much before. They may not be platforms that are very accessible. So they'll be needing a lot more support. And certainly schools have been trying to do their best to support, but they have lots of students, as have families. But Vision Australia is here to help to provide information, support, tips for navigating to access materials online.
But Vision Australia is open during the crisis, helping them out.
So during the pandemic, Vision Australia is open for business and we're providing services to blind or low vision people in the same way that we always do. We just are doing things a little bit differently. So we do provide a range of therapy services for children right through the lifespan. And as we're doing very little face-to-face at the moment, then we're doing this over telehealth. So we're helping people get their technology set up to receive therapy sessions over the Zoom is often what we use. Sometimes it's Microsoft Teams, sometimes it's FaceTime, various technologies that assist people. That's one thing that we're doing. Secondly, our retail shop is open for business, but it's open online. So people can order anything that they used to be able to buy from our storefronts online and we'll have it shipped to them. So certainly equipment is still available.
Vision Australia also provides information about COVID-19. But Ms. Knight says their most important service is simply keeping in touch with their students.
We have a COVID hotline. Sometimes for people who are blind or have low vision, it can be really hard to find the information that you're looking for. And so we've set up a COVID hotline for people to call and ask for information that they haven't been quite sure how to find anywhere else. And if we don't know, we'll find it out for them and put them in touch with local supports in their areas. And I guess another way that we've been helping people is just staying in touch with them. So we've been doing webinars twice a week called Check In and Chat, and that's a way that people can be talking to us online, but also a way that we're giving people information, ideas, resources, and we're covering topics, anything from how technology can help, how important nutrition is, some exercise routines you might be able to do, talking about the psychological impacts of COVID-19.
Their COVID-19 website provides vital information for vision-impaired Australians.
It's a whole lot of information about what people are allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do, what are good places to go for extra supports. Also, for blind people, often they're shopping online for their groceries. So what the supermarket chains are doing to help people who are blind or low vision, we've given out that information. Many states have particular helplines where there's community volunteers that are out and willing to help, or there's Red Cross who can also help. We've given information about places like Lifeline, Beyond Blue. So trying to cover that whole range of information that people might need to access to stay safe and well at the moment.
And so far, students have given good feedback about the new services.
They're relieved and pleased that we're available to help them during these times. And, you know, it's about everyone working as part of a team. It can be challenging for people to encounter new ways of studying and not have been prepared for that. That can have a psychological impact as well on people and can make them feel like it's too hard, that they don't want to do it, that the situation is insurmountable. So for us, it's about providing them the confidence to learn in this way, and it's also the competence. And making sure that they've got enough support around them from us, from their school, from home, get through this time.
It was Vision Australia's General Manager of Client Services, Karen Knight, talking to Eduardo Jordan there.